We are learning Maseches Nazir, Daf Samach Hei Amud Aleph, and we're starting a brand new Mishnah on Daf Samach Daled Amud Beis. This Mishnah will discuss two different halachas, which Pashtus sounds like from the Rishonim is halacha Moshe Sinai. One halacha is that something called that Tusasai, and one's called Shchunas Kvaros, which means like this. When someone buries a mace somewhere, you're not allowed to move him. You're not allowed to move a mace because you buried him in this place. It's not so possible to move a mace without the permission. I'm saying you can't just move a mace. If you find the mace somewhere, you just move it. Because if they buried the person here, he's kindness mekaimai. If it's his own makam. If he owns the makam, it's kindness mekaimai. That's the halacha. If you put the mace there only arai, so then you could move him. But if you put him there for good, you're not allowed to move the mace. There's another halacha that if the mace, if the mace stam landed up there by kroy, like by happenstance, then the loch is, you can move the mace, but you have to move the mace, and including with some soil under the mace. We'll see what the shear is later on. There's another halacha, that if you find three mason somewhere, then it's considered a shchunas kvaris. We're worried there's a base of kvaris here, really, and therefore you have to measure all different directions to see if there's another basic kvaros here, and also you cannot move the three mason because it looks like a basic kvaros. So let's see the Mishnah. Hamaiti mace patchila. If you find a mace that you never knew there's a mace here, you found a mace like all of a sudden over here. Mushkav kedarkai, and he's mushkav kedarkai. It was laid to rest correctly, like a Yiddish person. The halacha is you're allowed to move him, but you have to take the tfusasa. Noit loy v'es tfusasa. You have to move him and the soil under him. If it's shnayim, two mesim you found it, no, it's tfusasa. You take the mace and it's tfusasa. Matz shloisha, imyesh ben zeh lezeh, if you found three mesim, so then it depends. Does it look like a basic kvaros or not? So imyesh ben zeh lezeh, dal amas vat shmoina, harei zeh shchunas kvaros, which would sound like from reading the Mishnah, that if it's between 4 and 8 amas away, it's shchunas kvaros. But if you look at Taisha, it's not pshat in the Mishnah. Pshat in the Mishnah is like this, that in those days, you used to bury the people in things that looked like caves. They went underground, and it was 4 by 8, and on the side that was 4 amis, according to Taisus, they buried 2 mason. On the side of 8 amis, they buried 4 mason. The chesmon of 2 mason on the side of 4 is that it's 1 amma for each mace, there's 1 amma in between, and between the walls is a 1/2 amma. So a 1/2 amma, 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 1/2 amma is 4 amas. And then on the side of 8, there was 4 mason. So if it's buried in a way that it looks like it fits into a ma'ora, a 4 by 8, so then you know it's a shchunas kvaros, which means you found 2 one direction, and the other one, I'm away to the other direction, so you see it's on the corner of this ma'ora, it's the 2 is from the 4 side, and the 1 is from the 8 side, so then if it's buried in a form, in a format of a dalet to 8, a 4 to 8 type of ma'ora, then it's a shchunas kvaros. And the halacha is, boidik, now on the samachem alaf on top, you check from there and further 20 amas. You check from there and further 20 amas. Why? Why 20 amas? So because in the way they made ma'aras were, they made one ma'ara, then they had a chatzar 6 by 6, and then 6 by 6 amas, and another ma'ara. So 3 ma'aras in a row. So let's count it up, 20 amas, right? It's 8 plus 6 plus 8 is 20, right? Nope, it's 22. Exactly. It's 22 amas. So the question is, why 20 amas? Why not 22? It's like Frank Tysus, very good kasha. Tysus asked, there was a Gemara's question in Babas, you probably remember from there. So there, Babas asked the kasha. So he says, they were talking about one of them was a ma'ara of a nephalim, of a nephal, miscarriage. So it's 2 amas less, so then it's total of 20 amas. So you check 20 amas that direction. Tysus says, another pshat, there's a rabbanon hole that's not 8 amas, it's only 6. So 6, 6, 6 is 18. And why is it 20? Because you're going diagonal. What?
Even by 20, it'll hit at least one body by 20 in the second one.
Right, maybe it was buried to the side. Maybe it was on the side ones, I guess.
So you have to have 3, you said.
No, you don't have 3. No. So the halacha is that if you already have 3, boitik men lahalan esrim amma, matze echot b'soif esrim amma, you find 1 after 20 amas, boitik men lahalan esrim amma. Once you notice the basic parts, even finding 1 is enough. Even finding 1 base is enough. Shereglayim l'dava, because reglayim l'dava already. But back to like this beginning of the Mishnah, if you didn't know about it and you found it for the first time, then you can move the mace fast to Fusasa. But here the halacha is that you can move the mace. Here it's in the Shchunas Kvaros, you cannot move the mace and you have to check 20 amas. Now, Taisa doesn't say which direction you have to check. The Rosh speaks out, he has 2 dais really. On one hand, the Rosh says you have to check in all 20 amas, all the directions. Zog the Rosh, Menadaroim Litzaf in 20 amas. The Mesafglu is the Rochel of Amara. You don't know which way they did Rochel Amara. But Yeshva Farshim says, Ain't Tzarach Livdoik Elam Tzad Echad. Shereginla Chanesh Rosh Hameis Tchila, first the Rosh. So you look where the Rosh, where the head is and where the feet is. So there is a way you can go which direction. It's the Rosh, second Pshat. Two Pshatim in the Rosh. Akapanim, it's really a sugya about Basra, about how to, which way to check. But Kitzav, that's what the Rosh brings down 2 days. Akapanim, our Mishnah brings down the Salach of Tfu Sasai and of Shchunas Kvaras. Om Rav Yehuda, and tell the Mishnah, Hamoitze Meis, Losha Moitze. Matzo, if you found Pratla Matzui, it's going to exclude Matzui. That means if you knew there was a mace there, you're not allowed to take him. Why? Because that means that was buried there on purpose, then he's kind of his makim, and you cannot move the mace. That's what Matzo means. Mace, Pratla Haruk. That's calling Lafuke a case where he was killed. What's wrong if he's killed? Because then he's chaser. And like we learned later on, and we learned this before in the Masechta, that a mace that's chaser does not have a din of Tfusasa. Mushkev, he was laying down. Pratli Yoshev. That means if he's sitting, if the mace was buried sitting, you know it's a guy, not a yid, because a yid does not bury its mace him sitting. Kedarkoi, Pratli Shiroshev Munuch Meirachosav. Come to Lafuke, a case where the head is buried between his legs. Again, that's not a way a yid buries the mason. So then you also don't have to worry about it. You're allowed to move whatever you want. Tani Ola Bar Chanina, mace shechaser, a mace that's chaser, ela tfusa, not having tfusa, but shchunas kvaras, and not having shchunas kvaras. Like, Tois speaks out, why wouldn't I have shchunas kvaras? Because it's chaser, and mace is a mace kvaras. So Tois is kosher lahavin, the shem, alach mace mesina, it's part of alach mace mesina. That was one of the rayas, that shchunas kvaras is alach mace mesina. V'chol hani, my time alayim, you know, the other ones, mushkov, that's Yoshev, or it's Rosh Hashanah, Munachor, and Yechayisav, why there don't you say shchunas kvaras? Because that's the way a guy buries the mason, and he does not marry the mason that way. And the Gemara continues with such halachas. It says, Matzah Shnayim, you found two mason, and they're buried side by side, but Rosh Hashazeb Samagosh Hazeb, the head of this one is by the feet than that one, Rosh Hashazeb Samagosh Hazeb. They're buried side by side, but they're buried in the opposite direction. Inland Tvusa Loshkunis Kvaras. No, Tvusa Loshkunis Kvaras, why not? Because Yidin bury the Mesim to the same direction. They're not going to bury two different directions. Matzah Shloisha, I found three Mesim, but it was an Echad Yiduah Shnayim Tchila. One of them was known, the other two were not known. Oy Echad Tchila Vishnayim Yiduin. Or one of them was not known and two of them were known. In this case, Elam Tvusa Velam Shkunis Kvaras. They don't have them Tvusa or Shkunis Kvaras. What's the reason? The reason is, again, it's a lacham ayish mesina, like the Rashbam says, but he says a svara. He says that if you know about one, you should have known about the other two. You should have known about the other two. And since you don't know about the other two, it's a raya, it's not a shkunas kvaras. Because once you know about one, some of them, why you know about the other ones? So something's off here. So therefore, it must be that it's not a shkunas kvaras. That's the way the Ri explains it. The Rashbam says it's a lacham ayish mesina. There has to be all you do him, or all tchila to have it. If it's all tchila, then we know it's all tfusa. If it has to be all the same. If it's, you find three, if they're all tchila or they're all yadua, then avada you can't move it, shkunas kvaras. But if it's not all the same, it doesn't have it in shkunas kvaras or in tfusa. It's like even though by itself it would be enough to have either one, but it has to be consistent. Once it's not consistent, you don't say it's halachas, either because that's halachas Meshav Sinai, or because there's a svara that it can't be a shkunas kvaras since it's not consistent. You would know about everything. He was checking and he found two yiduim and one tchila. He says, look, I found three. I want to make a shkunas kvaras. Omer Rekiva, kol sheyigata, all that searching, lerikigata. Omer shkunas kvaras, only said shkunas kvaras, either you know about all three, or you don't know all about three. But if it's some of them you know, some you don't know, that is not called a shkunas kvaras. Right, that's what I was bavarning a few times. So either it's lachamash v'shina, it has to be all three that you just found, or tais is a svara, that it's a raya, it's not a shkunas kvaras. Because why only know about one, not the other two? It's a little bit of a svara. Why you only know about some, not the other ones? That's a riot, not a shkunas kvaras. So there's two svaras in Tosfos. They're a maskal echad, that either it's a lacham Sinai, or because there's a reisa, that there's a riot that's not exactly like you think, because why didn't you know about all three, or didn't know about all three? Noitlam es tfusasam, zakhtu gemara, hechidam et tfusa. What's example of tfusa? It says in the pasuk by Yaakov Avinu, We know you're coming from Mitzrayim. You are Mitzrayim. What's Mitzrayim? Teach us. Mitzrayim tol imi. Take from Mitzrayim with me. Now, even though we know Yaakov was not buried in Mitzrayim, so what's the raya? Teretz says he was saying, just in case I get buried in Mitzrayim, take me with the Mitzrayim with me. So you see, he learned the different tefusa from there. Learned the different tefusa. What?
Yosef was not buried.
Not talking about Yosef. It's supposed to be talking about Yaakov. Talking about Yaakov, not talking about Yosef. Yaakov is telling Yosef, you're right, Yosef is in the story, but Yaakov is telling Yosef to take me from Mitzrayim. But Kamashir Tfusa, Pirish Rav Elazar, this is Rav Elazar Mepadas, Pirish Rav Elazar, Noitel Oifer Techuach, you take the loose earth that's under him, V'choifer V'psul Gimel Etzbayis, and you dig three Etzbayis. It's a Lachem Yishmer Sinai, but there's a Svara also. The Tosfos brings down from Yishalmi, the Svara is that the Moil HaMeis, the juice from the maize, drips down three Etzbayis. Like upon him, that's the sheer tefusa. Meisvei, I'm not saying kasha. The kama sheer tefusa. Pirush Rav Elazar Rabbi Tzadik. Here it's before it's Rav Elazar and Vados. It's Elazar Rabbi Tzadik. Noitel as a kismin. What's called tefusa? When you move the maize, what do you add to bring? Noitel as a kismin. First of all, you take the little splinters from the aron. You take the splinters from the aron of shalshayish. Taisa says. I guess he wants to get out of the problem that there's no rekev there. I don't know why he says shayish, but kismin means the splinters from the aron. Those are the clumps of earth. You take that with you also, that the mace is sitting on. You throw out the things that are vadai, not from the mace, that you throw away. And the sveikos, you put away in a mokum mutzna, so no one should become tame. Vashar, and the rest that you find, that you borrow from the mace, is mitzdar from the roiv binyan, or to roiv minyan. It's mitzdar to the roiv. Mitzarev to the dinner roiv atzamis, because all part of the maize, and it's mitzarev the molly tarved rekev. Like upon him, it says in this brisa that what's the halacha? You take these kismin, these ksosas, you take the rest is roiv binyan. Doesn't say anything about the offer tichuach and gimel atzpais. There's nothing about gimel atzpais there. There's nothing about that. Bishlam the ksosas that might be the offer tichuach, but doesn't say anything about the gimel atzpais. So how could Rabbi Huda say halacha? It's not like this brayser. So the Gemara who dama kaitana. It's like this brayser. The title of the brayser. The kama shir tfusa. Rabbi Yechanan Shimon Azai. And like Tosfos explained, this is Rabbi Yechanan Menuri. It's not the Amora. It's the Tana on Rabbi Yechanan. Rabbi Yechanan Shimon Azai. Rabbi Yechanan Menuri. Noitel offer tichuach v'chayv v'sul shalish bayis. You take offer tichuach and chayfer v'sulah for three etzbayis. So this is he's going like this. Brisa, that's when he says Tfusa is. He's going like this, Tana, and it's not Shver. All the Tana say this because he has this Tana who says like him.